Tuesday night, end of the day, so we'll be asking more.
Quite a long tarnis. It's probably the hardest tarnis. It's not like Tisha B'Av that you go from video to video, and you can you don't need to talk to anyone. This day, today is a normal day. It's a difficult day. We've got here, people know about listening to music. We're very accustomed from when we're younger that there's two times a year that you can't listen to music. It comes to the Omer, and everyone's trying to work out how many days of the Omer is better off. The first days or the second days. The first half or second half. And the second thing we know is that the 3 weeks is also a time when we don't listen to music. Showing everyone's debating last night, can you listen till after Shkia? Can you listen to music? You will have been playing a song and everything. That's all the shilas that people discuss. Right? Everyone knows already from today we stop music. And the biggest kasha is, why is it, Fred and Moshe Feinstein, why did the Shulchan Aruch shy away from saying such a halacha? So we all know this halacha that you don't listen to music. Shulchan Aruch should have mentioned it somewhere. You go through all the nyonim on Tov Pei Tes and Hilchos Omer. You get through all the halachas of the 9 days, Tov Kuf Nun Tes, all the way till the end of Tov Kuf Nun Tes. You don't see a mention about not playing music. Zog the Rav Moshe Feinstein, because Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait for the end siman in Zim Tov Kuf Samach, that tells you all year round they were goyza that you can't listen to music. Zoshtei in Shulchan Aruch, Zim Tov Kuf Samach, Sif Gimel, he says that Gozru, it's a Mishnah, Sanhedrin, Gemara, and Gittin, that from when the Sanhedrin was bottled, they were mevatel klishe. You can't listen to any klishe. Shulchan Aruch says you can't. Gozru shleilu nagim b'klishe, v'chol mini zemer, v'chol mashmir koil, and even bepeh, if you're drinking wine, then even to sing with your mouth is going to be a problem, unless it's Suzas Mitzvah, that'd be a better. Zoshtei in Shulchan Aruch. So if this is the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, we have to just analyze what's going on over here, look around and see that these old tapes, be it all the well-known, very good singers that we know of, we don't need to mention any names of it, but all the well-known songs when we were younger, all the children's songs and all the older ones, and the very, very classical songs. You don't, not a shop you go by back in the day when they had tapes and CDs, and it's everywhere, it's in the face of everywhere. And the shaila is, how do you deal with such a thing? When you go on the face of your Mufurash Mechaba Shulchan Aruch, that's Mamish Asa. Even prepare, even to sing sometimes with your mouth, we're not going to go into that, it just confuses everything. Yain, not Yain. But in a case, leaving aside the prayer, leaving aside singing, let's just stick to the minimum, right? Which is the cliche. Shulchan Aruch state that is also to be cliche. Episode of you will find in the Me'iri on the Sugya of Gittin says that there were goyza only on the gunim cliche of pritzos. As they in Me'iri, which everyone, it doesn't make its way into anywhere, because everyone shlugs off the Me'iri. Vosfar Gezerah is a shayach to make a Gezerah, not to do klezema of pritzos and everything. You need a Gezerah to Gozru Chazal, once it was Churban, the Begoyza, that you have to keep Shabbos. Vosfar Masa, okay, again, you have to look at the Me'iri properly, what he meant and everything. There's a lot, like everything, Kedal Koshatoyer, everything is a Gansa Avona. So what's more basic, is there a way around this? Obviously the way around this, number one is, the number one way around this is the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim, the Ramah says, Dehe, Dapka Misha Rogil Bohem. Only if you're Rogil, you frequently listen to music, or you frequently play the keyboard. That's what the Ramah says, Kigoin, similar to the Malochim, the kings, Sha'im Dim, who get up, V'sheichim B'Kleshe. So either you're very rogel in it, or you're based on Mishnah, or let's say in a meal setup. Not a Suda's Mitzvah, but in a meal setup, you have a music, then the Ramah says, only those two cases are a problem, but if it's not a meal setup, and it's not, you're not a rogel, then it's okay. So you have, number one is, you have the Ramah, which is a very strong Makor over here. The Ramah will tell you, if a person listens to a music here and there, then he listens to a song here and there, then the Chorah, that's fine. So, however, that's only if it's not rogel. And number two is, it's not a base on Mishnah, which the Mishnah Berurah says, anything to do with yayin. Which the shaila is, what happens if you're middle of supper? Let's say you're relying on the Ramah, that you make sure that you're not rogel in the in music. So, right, you stick to a statement in the page of Shulchan Aruch. You're not rogel in listening to music. You come home, so you're not a rogel. You come home and you're about to tuck into supper, and you hear your son or you're playing keyboard, or you hear there's a song on, someone's put the song on. Is there an inyan like the Ramah? The Ramah, so you're not rogel, but the Ramah says, Oiva Bisa Mishta is a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says only if you have wine on it. So only if you have a meal with wine. So I guess if someone were to have wine, and people, a lot of Yidden try and stay away, Punkt happen to stay away from wine. It's like one of the blessings that we have, that a lot of us stay away from, we don't have too much wine during the week. I can't speak for everyone. But the Maisa is quite clear. The Ramah, there won't be Inyan to, there's no Chiyuv to switch off the music.
That's in 3 weeks or all year round?
Sorry, let's make it clear. This is only all year round. My question that we're amplifying there is that how could it be all year round? What we need to deal with is all year round. During the 3 weeks, you see Taka'at, at Kedekach, people ask Shailas, Mamash, when they need it, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they need music, and you can see people are taken very seriously, but certainly throughout the year they don't. There's keyboard lessons all over the place, there's all sorts of things, drama, there's everything going on, you name it. So the question is, how's the shtim? Open a shulchan, or shulchan says you can't. So number one is you have the ramah if you're not rocking in it. So if you're not rocking, that's a grace of zach. The problem is that the facts are that even that if a person has a bit of an atia to music, there is a regilus, whether it's once a day, twice a day. You can see the ramah calls a regilus. You go to sleep with music, stand up with music. That's already called a regilus sort of style. You can see even if a person listens to one or two songs a day, you get people who are not so bothered, not interested in listening to music. Fine, to you. That you got the clear ramah. Just by the way, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir not to pass on like the Ramah. Ramosha Feinstein tells you to be machmir like the Ramah. And Hagam is a shayla of the Rabbonon. Ramosha Feinstein says, why am I telling you to be machmir if it's a Rabbonon? The Afshahar Ramah, sorry, Soiva, Shepligi, or Matirim, Bevesa Mishnah, Vein Rogel, in the case where it's not Bevesa Mishnah, and you're not Rogel, Yesh Lahachmir Afshahu is a Rabbonon. Because it's so stark, like the Shulchan Aruch, this Kula of the Ramah is a very, very shvach Kula. Okay, it's very hard to say, to rule it out completely. Someone has the remorse. So I think the main thing to take out from here so far is that there's a marked difference between someone which is roggle in music and someone which is not roggle in it. If you're not roggle, you haven't got major natia to it every so often you put on the Jewish music stream or anything like that, or one of the songs randomly, that is, you have a remorse which, although the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramosha Shtak Lahachmir to follow the Mechaber, the Maisa, you have the remorse, remorse is a remorse. So that's number one. That's the simplest way of getting around this Sif and Shulchan Aruch. But if a person is Rogel, that's a person has a matir for it. I don't know if anyone appreciate what sort of Shaila we're talking about. A lot of Shailas that we give Shi'urim for half an hour Shi'urim, are all talking about Chumrah Shabachumrah. I don't know, all the different topics that we talk about. Over here, it says Mamisha, bang on Sif and it's a Gemara. There's no, like, it's not like a Prima Godin. It's not even a Shulchan Aruch. It's like a Mishnah, a Gemara. The Shaila is how do we digest such a Shaila? Again, let's just picture the Shaila. A person's Rogel, every day he listens to music, whether he puts himself to sleep with the music, or he sometimes in the car. A lot of people, they drive in the car. And what's the way forward for such a thing? So, what's this? Well, live music won't help for some person or make regarding Kohel Isha, it's not live. But regarding this Inyan, cliché is clear, and Ramosha Feinstein, all the Achrenim bring down that even if it's not live, it shouldn't be any Nafkimina. They even got more of a Chiddush. Even Chazonos on a tape is considered like a cliché and not Bepeh. There's all to do about it. If you listen to a song in a recording, but it's only singing, is that called Peh, which has got certain more colours, or is it considered Shira, Shira Bikli? Let's leave all that aside. Maisa, you're sitting on the motorway every day, a person goes on, he travels a lot, and he wants to put on music on. What's the way forward? He's rocking in it. What's the way forward? So there is a musug of depression, which this depression is brought already in, call it depression. You can call it low spirit, people like to, better wording, low spirit. Rabbi Falk used to say that since the World War, from what he remembers, and the children of the war, the survivors of the war, there was a very thick depression that was a very low spirit, call it low spirit, in the people's houses. What he remembers from when he was young, he writes about it in the Sefer Levush Shel Torah, what the Holocaust survivors went through, and what the children, and mainly what the children went through, that is clearly a clear low spirit in the house. And therefore the place can mention the Marashag already, that's pre-war, but the Marashag mentions this heta, that if a person is doing it, he mentions that Atzvus is so bad that he says, yes, there's a halacha of not listening to music, but Atzvus is so bad that it can lead to other areas. So he says, in came Mishahu Olul Bativoi, if a person's teva, his nature is lovely to the Atzvus, Chas v'shalom. But vada ein olav chet, he has got no avera im shemea koil panigraphy, some sort of music instrument, lahafik tare. So he's the first one to clearly document this nekuda, that if a person is doing so for to up his spirit, then ein olav shum chet. Ein olav chet. It's a big maramok in this marshak. Why ein olav chet? And mufurish mechaber not to listen to music. Oh, but he's saying, yes, there's an issa to listen to music, but there's more of an issa to be ba'atzvas. So that's how he's judging this, that's how he's balancing it out and saying, better to overlook this sif than to come l'day atzvas. And ba'atzim, I was very, very much me on this marashak. I went through the whole shuvah marashak. I said to Zapella, why didn't he bring the Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim? It's a bavusta Shmoyne Prokim. This is one of the Gashmaka Rambams that we all know. I wrote down the Loshne. Mishes Oire Olav Mir Shachoira. Someone who has depression. So Rambam apparently in those days also had such a thing. It's not a new thing. So someone, this is the Rambam talking. Yesira, you should remove it. Bishmias Hanigunim. We're listening to music. Uvamine Zeme. You should listen to music. Betil Haginois. By going, you should walk around gardens. Bibinyonim Hanoim. On nice binyonim. Anyway, any nice binyonim around town? Yes, it would be good to know. But it's interesting that the Rambam saying, the Rambam already says, Bishmias Hanigunim. So I was very, very matmiya. Why is the Marshak making up his own kula? You know, yes, it's an issa to listen to music, but if a person's ba'atzvas, then you can listen to music. Quote Rambam. You don't make your own. Don't make up your own kulas. It's the Rambam Mufurish and Shmuel Prokhim writes this. Now, Teretz says the Rambam never said b'klei zemeh. He never said that you should use a musical instrument. He says b'shmias hanigunim uvaminei zemeh. It's not so clear that he meant. I'm not sure what he means. But b'shmias hanigunim zeched to listen to music. So listen to songs. But mine zemeh, what does mine zemeh mean? You think it's an instrument? So it's klei zemeh. So if it's klei zemeh, the Mashak could have quoted the Rambam. But all I'm trying to say is that there's a clear document of the Kula, either Rambam or Mashak, that you have. Okay. So let's get there. So Baruch Hashem, slowly the generation is getting back to themselves after the war. And this is how Rabbi Falk understands. He explains this in the Bushel Torah. And therefore, number one heter, you have the Ramah. The Ramah of someone's not rogel to listen to music, so you have that. That's on the page. The second heter would be the low spirit, which the Marshag mentions, which the Shevet Halevi mentions. That's number two. And then you've got, the Shevet Halevi says that if the songs are Kodosh Digger songs, then Efsha, you can get away with. Hagam Shechonot and Zeva, B'medamar, Mamurim, songs which are not Kodesh, but songs of Kodesh, okay. So this is like another passions. But he mentions it as a limit source. One thing is a bit interesting is that he mentions, the Sheikh Zalib is mentioning the Kula, that you can listen to music, it's very schwer listening to music, but either if it's Ba'at Beit Zvoinoi, or it's Kodesh Liga songs, and then he mentions, but shum oifen, can't you bring a keyboard into your house? Very, very big kula, a very big chumra he's got here. So Val Koponim, after his whole shua about all his kulas, about listening to music, Val Koponim, Chalila lahachzik bebayis, hakleshe shekoyim kayom organ. Organ, I call it now keyboard nowadays, I don't know what organ is. Organ is a title, it's like a keyboard, piano. Shekoyle kamo kleshe, v'rabiseinu v'abiseinu hekipidu mo'oid al zeh. He's very worried about the keyboard. It's very interesting how over here in England, we don't hear of such a zachak, but we find there's keyboard lessons, there's everything going with the keyboard. And this is something which is, I was always matzmiya, mimonoshach. If you have a problem with music, then what's the heter to listen to me? He's matzmiya, if it's for to up a person's spirit, or if it's the songs are very inspiring songs. And if you don't hold of it, then so why are songs okay? Why are songs okay? And if songs are okay, then why is keyboard any worse? It seems that he's obviously understanding maybe keyboard is more. He says over here that it brings other things. That's what he mentioned in the Tshuva. It's very interesting that he has a go at playing a keyboard. One thing is very clear is that when we go away sometimes in town, and we see that there's advertised everywhere a concert, beautiful concert, they're bringing someone amazing, and deep down we know there's some to do about this concert business, go to a concert, not to go to a concert, and then we think, what could be the problem? It used to be it's mixed, but now they're catering, they're making a separate seating, so what could be the problem? And look, it's made for stocker, it's made for everything. The Maisa, now we can fully understand where they're coming from. All the G'dayim in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kol Kora, which I printed out over here, from Rishmo Vazda, the whole Olam, who explained that you have a problem over here, that it's one thing to be mati, listening to music and playing keyboards at home, because you can tell that it's the person to lift the spirit in order to not to fall into depression. But it's another thing that to have a concert, this is what they were telling that there wouldn't be such a heta to have such an arrangement. That's exactly what the Kol Koyer was all about. And it's a stroll, every time there's a concert, there's another Kol Koyer going on about. So that is something, that's something which is mentioned on that. And some of it has just been a gear to putting music, setting an alarm which has music on it. That again, some people want to say that if you're setting music, you're listening to music to go to sleep or to wake up, that's including to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Malochim Sha'im de Mashaykh bin Mikleshe. So to have the head of the Ramah, that wouldn't be. But you have the other term which we discussed. Again, it's a big noise which really takes a lot longer, but at least the Rosh Hiprokim over here, the main heta seems to be the Ramah. Misha Eina Rogelboy. If a person's not Rogel, it's a clear heta. And then you've got the other heta in which each one you have to be done about. Let's go.